This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
quote,
well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I do want to say this. At any time you'd like to call in, stick to the topic, please. My friends on live chat right now who are watching me, thank you to my friend over at Before It's News, Michael Roach. That is available as well. Comments are available. And if you'd like to call in, you can do that as well. Again, let's stick to the topics. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. This is the struggle that we're in. Who better to say it than Frederick Douglass? He that was the predecessor to that of, well, along the same time as Harriet Tubman. They called her the Black Moses, who was liberating slaves during that time. Who would know better than slaves, which is an abomination in the sight of God, just for the record. Aside of that, he who preceded Vernon John, who preceded that of Martin Luther King Jr., and the list goes on. This is what Frederick Douglass said. If you want results, your enemies understand this, but they do it in an unlawful manner. We have to do it in a lawful manner. He said, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. He said, those who profess to favor freedom and yet deprecate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its many waters. And it's interesting because when you look at our forefathers, Thomas Jefferson himself said he prefers tumult, right, than a false peace. America, your enemies understand what they're doing. They understand how to bring about unlawful change. Now, I say to the 325.7 million people that are listening to me, and a good majority of you who are truly Americans, why is it that you tolerate them? If you want to change the future, go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. What are you afraid of? We don't take counsel from our fears. And remember what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. He said, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. And therein lies the problem right there. Matter of fact, if you want to know the end of fear, those that do take counsel from their fear, understand that that was the first one named during judgment that will end up in hell, the fearful. Okay, let's get on with what we're going to be talking about here today. I want to hit this because last week we had some biblically illiterate saying some things that he didn't keep in context, of course. How prevalent is it today, coming from the biblically illiterates behind the pulpit, do we hear from scriptures picked out of context to fit their likes and their dislikes? What am I talking about? Bradley, you have long hair. I mean, dude, let me say this to the guy that I'm addressing right now. It's not like I'm giving you my word. It's not like I'm giving you my opinion. But what these people do, friends, is they strain at the net and they swallow the big, big, big camel. Okay? I'm going to cover that in just a couple minutes. Before I do, I want to go over and show you the mindset, America, that you're setting yourself up for. Now, just think about this. If we have the burnt hippies in government, and we have the burnt hippies in the pulpits today, the hirelings, right, and the whores, the Judases that have sold you out down the river to the highest bidder, Luke 22, verse 48, can you imagine what it's going to be like in another generation? I have a picture right in front of me. We have three young people, two guys and a girl. They're up on a gallow. They have a rope around their neck, a slip knot, and they have ice under their feet. And the header goes, climate activists on blocks of ice. Now, friends, can you make this kind of stuff up? Because the message they're trying to send to you and me is if we don't deal with the climate, it's going to be like this ice under our feet that's melting right now, and at length we're hanging ourselves. As I've shared with you so many times in the past, read Ecclesiastes 1 verse 4 and 1 verse 9. There's nothing new under the sun, but I want to say this too. In the book of Psalm 119, the Bible says that the earth abideth still, and they still go on as the ordinances of the Lord. Okay? The question I have for these lunatics that profess themselves to be wise, Romans 1, 22, but let's finish the scripture, that have become fools. They profess themselves to be wise, but they are fools. Let me say that again, okay? What is it going to be like when they're in government? What's it going to be like when they're said responsible representatives or the preachers in the pulpit in 10 years or in 20 years? What's our world going to be like? You know, again, it was accredited to Abraham Lincoln when he said the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in the next. You know as well as I do, friends, climate change is nothing but a big scam to further enslave the people. And you have these useful idiots enslaving themselves and their brothers and sisters unbeknownst to them because they haven't vetted those that are giving them this propaganda. Namely, the communist and American government who have no business doing so. Okay? I also want to bring up the younger generation. This happens to be in Colombia. Beaten and branded, vegan activists protest animal cruelty in Cali. Now, this one, friends, I watched the video today. Again, wisdom is justified by our children, Luke 7:35, who's raised up these lunatics. Well, look to the older generation, friends, because here's their crop. Here's their harvest right here. But it's interesting, when you go to Colombia now, you can see these people that are up on a stage out in the middle of the street preaching their, well, whatever they want to call it, friends, because it's not the gospel, but their propaganda. They're standing up on the behalf of animals that are beaten, and the Bible does say, be kind to your beast, of course, right? Just common sense comes into play. But they're acting out that they're being beaten with blood splatter all over them. And then what these vegans, these young people are doing are literally branding themselves. They're putting the branding iron in the fire, and then they're filming the young people that are protesting animal cruelty. And you better not eat their bodies, by the way, the beef that God has made, right? God made those cows so we could eat them. It's idolatry, by the way, when you put that in between those two points. But with that said, friends, they're protesting animal cruelty. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. Hasn't there been a lot of babies on a global scale been murdered? And yet these lunatics are protesting animal cruelty, but they don't have the heart to stand up for the little people in the womb. America, just think what's going to happen when they're in the pulpits, and just think what's going to happen when they're in government. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Oh, my goodness, friends. Here, I just got to get to this right away, okay? We're hearing a lot about Jeffrey Epstein's role in the Clinton Global Initiative. And it's interesting because, friends, we have been pushing this hard line for a long time concerning pedophilia in governments, okay? And we know this because it's been going on for a long time. Boys Town, back in the 80s, that was exposed. Discovered shut that down because someone paid Discover Channel $500,000 from Congress not to play it because those in Congress didn't want to be exposed for their crimes against children. Yes, you heard me right. And there's a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence. And it's interesting because on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends, there is just a whole lot of information on, guess who? Jeffrey Epstein. As a matter of fact, one of the highlights right now is biggest scandal in U.S. history. Jeffrey Epstein case has the potential to be just that. And now I have several writers from all over the United States of America, from preachers to attorneys, constitutional attorneys, and the list goes on. Just so you know, okay, so nobody's planning out what people are writing. Nancy Pelosi's daughter blurted the truth out in her confusion. This is on Sons of Liberty Media as well. Nancy Pelosi's daughter signals Epstein pedophile bust. Quite likely that some of our faves are implicated. Isn't this interesting? Now, what I want to highlight is because people are so far off base. They don't care about the truth. They just take it for the way that conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are giving it to them because they want to protect their idol. Why am I saying that? Because there's a big picture, friends, out there with Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile, and Donald Trump. And it's interesting because President Trump said, I have no patience for injustice, no tolerance for government incompetence, no sympathy for leaders who fail their citizens. Really? Who fail their citizens. What about that special prosecutor into the Clintons? And now we just found out, friends, who I'm speaking of in context. Hillary Clinton just received her reinstatement to practice law in Arkansas. So instead of her being lawfully dealt with, what's happening? Well, she's been reinstated her license. But Donald Trump loves justice. He can't stand injustice. And that DOJ is his to do whatever he wants to do with it. We're still waiting to see after 2 years what he's going to do with it, right? Oh, Bradley, just wait. You'll see. Just wait, Bradley. You'll see. You'll see. I wanted to let you know, too, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, line upon line, precept upon precept, don't forget that man who gave Jeffrey Epstein his sweetheart deal that let him go free. Did you know that he's now Trump's labor secretary? You see how this works? They're not going to implicate each other, friends. They're not going to target each other. Why? Because they're a part of the same scandals. And if you think I'm kidding, you can go on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, a brand new article written by Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you just go ahead and look at those pictures and you tell me what this tells you. Because a picture is worth a thousand words, friends. And it is. There's no question about it. When are the American people going to wake up as to how they're being played today? Well, about the time he's done with his tenure and destroying and lying to the people, then they're going to realize that, wait a second, we've been scammed. No, 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 no. No excuses. That's why we're here. The Lord said, no more. I'm going to put a plumb line there. They're not going to go beyond it anymore. They're going to be held accountable for my words, period. And Bradley's giving them, so here you go. No excuses as to why you are putting up with what you're putting up with today. You know, I wanted to tell you, too, now, speaking of which, Donald Trump, we were told now that the wall's going to be built for a year and a half. Now we're 3.5 years later into it, and we're being promised what is not being delivered. Okay? And I just want you, because it's my job to tell you what the professed Christians and what the professed conservatives of the day are not telling you. They are the problem because they're the best that you've got. And I've said this 1,000 times, but America, your backs are up against the wall because of what you listen to. Okay. And these men are serving their golden idols, their money makers, their advertisers, and they could care less about the truth, friends. What they care about is exactly how they're bringing in the big long green. And I'm talking about their money. But I know that you're being appeased by this administration concerning what's going on with the wall and illegal immigrants coming into the United States of America, which are being allured in through your said representatives, so you know who's responsible for alluring them into the United States of America. I want you to listen to this said congressman, love him or hate him, I want you to listen to what he has to say concerning what is actually happening concerning the illegal immigrants that are in the United States of America today.
The behavior of this Congress is absolutely pathetic. I mean, it is just pathetic. People up here should be apologizing to you for the total dereliction of duty that this Congress has undertaken. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life. This is, by my count, the sixth hearing, full hearing, I've sat through in 4 months on the border, which is great. I'm glad we're paying some attention to it. The problem is this Congress never does anything. This Congress refuses to do anything. We know what the facts are. You've outlined them again today. CBP is overcapacity, underfunded, undermanned. ICE, overcapacity, underfunded. HHS, overcapacity, underfunded. Yet this Congress will do nothing. Meanwhile, the cartels and the smuggling rings, what are they doing? They're lying to vulnerable families, exploiting children in order to turn profits and abuse our broken asylum system. And we know it needs to happen. We know we need to reform the asylum system. We know we've got to stop the pull factors as well as address the push factors. We know all that, but this Congress won't do anything. This morning I've heard, just from my colleagues across the aisle this morning, I've heard statements like, I'm heartbroken. No one is more vulnerable than a child. The status quo is unacceptable. It is unsustainable. But yet we don't do anything to change it. And there's no will to change it. Children are being exploited. This morning we woke up to the picture of the man from El Salvador and his young daughter dead face down in the water. Why? Because they were exploited. Who knows how much that poor gentleman paid to some smuggling ring who told him that if he just came to the United States to our border and claimed asylum, he'd automatically get in. That was a lie. Who knows how what lies he was told? And here he ends up, he and his little baby dead, and this Congress still refuses to act. I mean, it's just, it is absolutely unconscionable. We know what needs to be done. Nobody will do it. And my view is we can talk and talk and talk, but until this Congress is willing to take some action, I mean, I'm sorry for what it is you have to deal with. I am sorry that this Congress has left you without the resources you need. I'm sorry that this Congress has not done its duty. I'm sorry that this Congress has left not only our southern border exposed and vulnerable, but has left children exploited day after day after day. And until this wretched Congress decides to do something, I don't know why we even bother to have these hearings. I don't know why it even matters, because this Congress will not act. This Congress refuses to act, and is a complete dereliction of duty.
Wow. Is that what you're hearing from the President of the United States of America? Absolutely not. Don't worry about it, all you Trumpites. I got it. I got this. Yep. As the can keeps getting kicked down the road and kids are being subject to more crimes of those that are laying prey to them. I mean, I started this segment, friends, with the fact that we have pedophiles loose. Matter of fact, a lot of pedophiles in government are afraid that they're going to be, well, they're going to be exposed now. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to be exposed one way or another. Luke 12:2 comes to my aid, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. But where does the CIA-controlled media have you today? They have you affixed on Donald Trump and all of his empty promises. And how many of these articles, friends, that I can highlight even now through this mainstream media that are there, but nothing to divert your attention away from what's really happening? And what I'm showing you right now is what's really happening, and this is the information that they don't want you to have. What's happening, friends, concerning illegal immigration? Absolutely nothing. Congress is the voice of the people. If they refuse to act, then you remove them and find people that are going to represent we the people, according to the laws that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gave us to enforce against crime. They are not above the law. I can spend the next 5 minutes on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now highlighting all of the articles just on the pedophiles that are being exposed right now in your government. How many years have we driven this message, friends? Oh, some people just, that'll never happen. Hey, folks, I guarantee you, they do the unthinkable. Because they never think that you believe that they're capable of committing the crimes that they are guilty of committing. That's why they do what they do. It's all over the headlines today. But it's interesting how, again, these that are giving the deal of the century are now on Donald Trump's concerning Jeffrey Epstein and his crimes against children. And we'll see what happens here concerning those that are going to be exposed. But they're going to do their best, friends, to put the fix in and cover up for those that are guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks like that of Jeffrey Epstein. And what we need to do is we need to do what they're unwilling to do. When is that going to happen, America? Because I only can give you the information and do my part. I can't do your part as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for everyone who wants him to get rid of Labor Secretary Alex Acosta.
If you go back and look at everybody else's decisions, whether it's a U.S. attorney or an assistant U.S. attorney or a judge, you go back 12 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago and look at their past decisions, I would think you'd probably find that they would wish they maybe did it a different way.
The labor secretary facing some heat as he gave a cushy plea deal to accuse sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. House Democratic leaders plan to move ahead on contempt proceedings against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, this over them defying subpoenas regarding the 2020 census. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says she doesn't understand what the fuss is all about.
I would ask the Democrats, I hear their screaming rhetoric, but truly, what are you afraid of?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to jump online at any time, please do. Those two pages interact one with another. Facebook, Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Again, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. I want to play some more audio for you. For all my friends over on live chat, please go to GCN Live and go down to the second show host. You'll see me right there. Go ahead and click it. Thank you, by the way, for making us the number one and number two show out of 87 different radio stations across the country. We're broadcasting live right now into over 113 radio stations in America, as well as into 53 countries. So we appreciate your trust. But if you want to check us out live, I'm going to play some audio for you again. I want you to hear the incompetence of your government. And I'm talking about action speaks a lot louder than words. Well, so does inaction. Okay? And again, Jesus said we're supposed to judge men by their fruit. Ted Cruz has now jumped on the grilling crew, okay? The likes of Daryl Issa, who's made himself a millionaire being in government. Trey Gowdy. Conservatives of the day are just enamored with this clown. He grills people, but there's nothing ever done to the criminals that he grills. I mean, doesn't that bother you, America? I thought you were in this for the change that was promised concerning the rule of law in the United States of America. That's never enforced because justice guards our liberties. And guess what's happening, friends? Americans are being appeased by these clowns that are entertaining those in the circus. Because this is the circus of politics. Or what of Jason Chaffetz? I know firsthand, friends, concerning Extortion 17. He was a part of the cover-up. So a lot of the information, friends, that we're giving you is directly from the inside out. I'm not creating this information to rain on your parade. My job is to wake you up. That's what I do. I want you to listen to Ted Cruz. I'm going to play a little bit of this. But I want you to welcome on board another appeaser. We call Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz the American appeasers because that's all they are. The conservatives of the day are happy with their grillings, but they're okay. That's, and by the way, that's as far as they go. Okay, and this is what I was saying during the first segment. You have to peel the onion back, friends, to see what's happening because nothing's being done. And all of these criminals that are found in the circus of politics, when are they judged? Who's been indicted? Who's been prosecuted? Nobody. How many scandals have they been busted in, friends? Oh, literally, friends. Dozens of them, each one of them. And what happens? The CIA-controlled media gets in there and gives cover for the conspirators. That's what they do. That's what they do. And who calls them conspiracies, friends? The media does. Who's giving cover for the conspirators? The media. You got to think how this works, friends. But I want you to listen to this. Okay? This is nothing from Ted Cruz. What he said is right. But listen how this goes over, because the American people watched this and they thought, well, Ted Cruz has got this, right? But whatever happens, absolutely nothing. Listen to Ted Cruz.
A lot of Americans
have grill Google.
That big tech media companies, and Google in particular, are engaged in political censorship and bias. As you know, Google enjoys a special immunity from liability under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. The predicate for that immunity was that Google and other big tech companies.
Can you just pause that for a second, friends? They enjoy immunity from law. How did Congress make that law? How did the legislators make a law when the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law? See, if the people don't know the law, then guess what? They can do what they want to do. Because people are led to believe that it's okay that they did it, and after all, they know more than we do. No, they don't. I just gave you the very law that exposes their corrupt policies. Okay? What, Google is now above the law? And also keep in mind, here, I need to give this to you because I want you to hear it. And it's important that you hear it because we just heard from this other clown in the circus of politics literally last week, Mrs. Frederica, hang on a second, I'm doing live radio. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm scrolling down. And it's interesting how she basically threatens anybody that's making fun of or calling into question concerning our said representatives in the United States of America. Those who make fun of members of Congress should be prosecuted. Now, it's also interesting to know that Mrs. Frederica also said that she's going to work with whoever they need to work with to shut down their opposition. Well, who's shutting down their opposition more than big tech companies? Nobody is. So, friends, if you pay attention as to what's going on between the lines, as to what they're not saying through omission, they're the ones that are covering for big tech companies because they're using big tech companies to wield more power over their subjects. And guess who they call their subjects? You and me. Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace, said Frederica Wilson. You got to see this woman, friends. We're going to shut them down, and we're going to work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted, said your representative. This is Ted Cruz grilling, we're told, by the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, that of a Google CEO. Listen carefully.
These would be neutral public fora. Does Google consider itself a neutral public forum?
Thank you, Senator. Yes, it does.
Okay. Are you familiar with a report that was released yesterday from Veritas that included a whistleblower from within Google, that included videos from a senior executive at Google, and that included documents that are purportedly internal PowerPoint documents from Google?
Yes, I heard about that report in industry news.
Have you seen the report?
No, I have not.
So hang on a second. So he's grilling somebody that hasn't seen the report of the whistleblower inside of Google. This whistleblower is telling the American people through Project Veritas the crimes that Google are committing against we the people through censorship. So you get that. Okay? I also want you to understand, again, Congress shall make no law concerning the First Amendment. But they made a law for big tech companies. Who made that law? Congress, outside of their scope of authority. They didn't get the authority from we the people. We didn't delegate that authority to give big tech companies, friends, special immunities. Then where did they get it from? And who are they working for? That's all you have to ask yourself, okay? This going on right now between the CEO, one of the CEOs at Google, and Ted Cruz is nothing more than a show to appease the American people, because these two groups of people are working hand in glove to suppress and censor free speech, okay? I also want you to think about this, okay? For those that think, well, they can do whatever they want to do. No, they can't. Because I can't, and you can't, and where did they get that authority to do that outside of me and you? Oh, okay, you see how this works? What, when it gets to the point, friends, that the electric company doesn't like my conversation, do they have a special immunity given by Congress, too, to go ahead and suppress us and shut our electricity off because they don't like what we have to say, because that's where it's going? Oh, you think that's crazy? Okay. Well, what about my phone? My phone. What if they don't like what I'm saying on my phone anymore? Is it okay for Verizon or AT&T to just go ahead and shut my phone off at will because they don't like what I have to say anymore? And here comes the government, right? Acting out of their scope of authority, acting like a bunch of criminals, outlaws, because that's what they're doing. Because, again, we didn't delegate that authority to them. What happens if the phone company doesn't like what I say and the government says, you know, we're going to give you a special immunity, too. You can go ahead and shut off the phones of anybody that you'd like to shut off, because this is exactly what big tech companies are doing. And I am here to tell you that it is against the law. Okay? Didn't you just hear recently, friends, banks shutting down accounts because they don't like conservatives? Didn't you hear about this? Yeah. Did you hear about how some banks won't give credit to people that are buying guns and buying ammunition? Whoa. Friends, this is unlawful. Those banks need to be shut down because they're acting outside of American law. Once again, we have the right to bear arms. Okay? So this is what America needs to awaken to, that what's going on here with Ted Cruz and this CEO that it goes into this congressional grilling, as the conservatives call it, without a clue as to what's really going on. Listen, I'll let you hear this.
Report to prepare for this hearing.
It's been a busy day, and I have a day job, which...
Okay, so he just asked her, did you prepare for this day? Did you prepare for this congressional hearing today? She said it's been a busy day. This is called stonewalling, okay? Why would they take a CEO from Google that's been too busy to prepare for a congressional hearing? Why wouldn't she take it more serious? Because she knows what's going on here, friends. She knows what's going on. She knows what's going on.
Yeah, Google. So I'm trying to make sure I keep the trains on the
track. Sorry, this hearing is impinging on your day job.
It's a great opportunity. Thank you. I really
appreciate it. Well, one of the things in that report, and I would recommend people interested in political bias at Google watch the entire report and judge for yourself. There's a video from a woman, Jen Janai. It's a secret video that was recorded. Jen Janai, as I understand it, is the head of, quote, responsible innovation for Google. Are you familiar with Ms. Janai?
I work in user experience, and I believe that AI group is somebody we worked with on the AI principles. But it's a big company, and I don't work directly with Jen.
And she's acting like she doesn't know what's going on. I mean, this is ridiculous, friends. But the conservatives of the day are appeased, friends. And this goes on for 7 minutes. You know what she does? She's asked a question, and she responds with, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. At the end of this grilling, as the conservatives say, what are you left to think? There's nothing to think about because she didn't know.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's smooth, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sSmooth.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Liberty friends, want to highlight some of these. Well, I have highlighted. Actually, let me say it this way. What I want to do is highlight my article called, you know, you have long hair, Bradley. Bald men be hating on Bradley. That's kind of the routine here, I guess. I was doing a live broadcast on Thursday, and have some clown on there. Starts going after, well, long hair. Wow, that's crazy. You know, it seems that when preaching law to grace as my Lord did, Galatians 3:24, people are going to get offended at what I preach. They get under conviction, John 16:8. And before you know it, if they don't threaten your life, then they persecute you, verbally or physically. They then maybe lash out at you, and if all else fails, well, then they just call you names. Okay. Yet my absolute favorite as they strain at this gnat, Bradley, you got long hair, Matthew 23:24, and swallow the big camel is this. Bradley, you have long hair. And this, of course, comes mostly from bald men that have lost all of their hair and their scriptural common sense. They always make reference to, as they pick like a bunch of pigeons picking peas out of context, 1 Corinthians 11:14. Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him? Hey, friends, this is what they quote, devoid of the context. Notice also these same individuals who rip this passage out of context never address women with short hair. Read verses 5 and 6, which the text does, nor do they want to address women wearing head coverings, verses 5, 6, and 13. This comes about in an attempt to discredit the Word of God. Again, keep in mind, it's not my word. But I got a question for you, just a side note, but it is a part of this conversation. Have you ever seen a movie, a Jesus movie, where Jesus had short hair? Of course not. And I don't mean to imply that Jesus movies are our standard. But let's just go to the number one Jesus movie, The Passion of the Christ, ever made in the history of mankind. Did he have long hair? Why, yes, he did. He did have long hair. In Scripture, there was what was referred to as a Nazarite vow, Numbers 6:2 and 6:6. That's in the Old Testament. This has nothing to do with those who come from Nazareth like the Lord Jesus, but was a vow that men took to set themselves apart unto the Lord, a part of consecration, and a part of that vow was not to cut their hair. Okay? For example, Samson's strength, which came from the Lord, was connected to his hair because it symbolized his obedience to God. Judges 13 through 16 chapters. Okay? The prophet Samuel was also a Nazarite. You can also go to that of, hey friends, if you want to check out Absalom, the dude had the longest hair ever, right? King David's son. Going to the prophet Elijah, the Bible says he was a hairy man. Literally, that means he was a lord of hair in length of hair and beard. He was a rocker dude. Let's just call it for what it is, okay? Read 2 Kings 1 through 8. What about John the Baptist? Well, John the Baptist was, friends, the second Elijah. Read Matthew 3, 4. He also took a Nazarite vow. And speaking of nature, teaching us about the length of one's hair, when you look at, let's just go to an animal, okay? Let's just go to an animal, like, for example, a lion. You look at a papa lion. That dude has long hair. He's got a long mane. Now, if you go to the mama tiger, I'm sorry, lion, forgive me. I'm looking at my son, my birthday boy on the other side of the glass that's producing the show today. Happy birthday, Pickle. But if you go to the mama lion, she doesn't have a mane. It's the boy that has the mane, right? Papa lion has the mane. If you want to check out more on the topic, because I want to get my testimony in here, what you need to do is go out and check out Scott Allen Buss at Fire Breathing Christians and what he has to say on the matter to expound and to further this exposition. Now, I have to say on my part, okay, because that's all I can say. I can only give you my testimony. I cannot give what I do not have. But I have to say that, first and foremost, I didn't apply for this job. I speak as a man that is not disregarding or rebutting God's call in my life. I'm not, you know, yelling back at the Lord saying, I don't want to do this. Well, the flesh doesn't desire the will of the Spirit. And when you're led of the Spirit, Romans 8:14, it's hard on the flesh because you crucify the flesh. Galatians 2:21. So in saying that, I didn't apply for this job. Rather, I simply responded to the call because I was a sinner that was calling out to the Lord to answer me and asking to be saved from myself and my sins. And he did in showing me who he is by showing me who I am not. Read 1 Corinthians 1:29. And by the way, this applies to anyone that he uses for his glory. You know, it's been said that the greatest miracle that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, 1 Peter 1:2, and put him back into that unclean situation. And that's exactly what he did with me. He pulled me out of the rock and roll lifestyle. Read Luke 15:11 through 32. That's the prodigal son. Now, how people stand back and criticize and trying to find fault with one on the battle while the harvest field, John 4:35, pray not that the Lord of the harvest, you know, Jesus said to us that we are not to pray that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send them into the harvest. Well, that's me. Lord, send me. Remember Isaiah talked about that? Well, friends, here it is. Why people sit around and try to find fault with the one that's giving the message, and not their message, but the word of the Lord, it bewilders me, especially one that's on the front lines in so many different ways. Okay? And we call it the battle harvest field, John 4:35. And all this is happening while the world's going to hell. So they apparently are complicit with the world going to hell as long as they're right about the one giving them the message that's trying to point them to the Christ so that they may end up in heaven. Okay? But this is what they do. I don't understand it. I know not why they do it. But they're ankle biters. Okay? And they don't know what they're doing, but they do it anyways. The Lord saved me from my sins, Matthew 1:21, while in the world of rock and roll, and He knows best as to how to equip when it comes to reaching this current generation. It's like that of the sons of Issachar. They knew the times. You know, one of the things that I can, in a visual, and we know that God sees the heart, but the bottom line is God in many cases, the Lord will use in many cases, people that adhere to that generation. I mean, you go to a rock concert today, friends. What are those guys up on the stage? What do they look like? Well, basically, they are the influencers of what is out there paying money and paying for tickets to go see them do as they influence them in so many different ways in a hellish lifestyle. But because now Bradley's got long hair and God is using and choosing the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, I'm going to nitpick him because Bradley's doing, this is what it comes down to, Bradley is doing what I fail to do. And Pharisees hate being called out. They be hating guys with long hair. Okay? Why? Because they don't want to be uncovered. God knows what He needs. The Bible says this, I made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. 1 Corinthians 9:22. As well as Paul also said, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. 1 Corinthians 1:26-29. So, I end with this. How prevalent it is today from the biblically illiterate behind the pulpits do we hear Scripture picked out of context as to what fits their likes and dislikes, and how much trouble we would save ourselves if we would only take the time to know from the Word of God for ourselves the doctrine that we're to know. John 7:17. I want to put it into context for you in ending. In 1 Corinthians 11:14-16, it says, does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it's a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man, here's the part they leave out, seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. So friends, where do they come up with this? They're looking for an excuse to reject the message that applies to them. And they do it to their own demise. And over and over and over again, friends, I can tell you from firsthand experience, what many think that people, namely the young people, are going to take heed to is not what they take heed to. The principal's message is not what they want to hear. The teacher's message is not what they want to hear. They want to hear the truth from someone that understands the culture and that someone that it directly connects to with them concerning, listen, this guy knows who I am, this is what I do, this is what we've come from. Because young people understand, along with myself, we're in this thing together. And if God chooses me to do that, so be it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.